There was a horrible brittleness and dry fragments were scaling off. Amy could not touch it but look horrifiedly into the distorted parody that had once been a face.
Did you get a chance to order the cake for David's party?
She's got me now.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Completely slipped my mind. Eric. It's never good when she uses my first name.
What was it? He whispered, and the cleft, bulging lips were just able to crackle out a final answer. Nothing. Nothing. The collar. It burns. Cold and wet, but it burns.
A blinding flash cuts through the air, followed by the hot demon breath of a fireball rolling toward them. The world ignites in a violent shade of red.
Isn't Leonard Thomas the man who raped you when you were just a kid?
Hank had purposely dropped it like a bomb. And the change in the room, the change to the two women sitting across from him, was huge. Like a glass wall had suddenly dropped down from the ceiling between him and them. The chill was palpable. It was the woman named Catherine who recovered first. I think you need to leave now, Sheriff.
As the snake lunges towards me, I scramble up the stairs to our trailer, my heart pounding in my chest. But my relief is short-lived as I realize the door is locked. Panic sets in as I bang and bang, hoping my mother will hear me. My mind races, trying to come up with a solution, but all I can think of is the snake's sharp fangs sinking into my skin. I can feel the fear rising in my chest, threatening to overwhelm me.